for the way I look now, because I'm really not feeling good, but I decided to come anyways. Thank you, Dad, for what you said. I was for many years in this mess, and thank God that I'm saved and I can be here among you now.
Amen.
I can share something with you. I want to first thank you so much for your generosity and for your faithfulness and for your prayers. And I want to thank you for the nursery work, because if it hadn't been for some of you taking care of my children, I would have to miss out on most of the meetings. I'd like to read something from Isaiah 28. This is verse number 9 and verse number 10. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. I just want to share something about what I do there in Poland. And there's, for some of you, might see that's not much. Being a young mother with two little babies kind of limits you. You can't really spend the whole day out passing out tracts or going door knocking or having women's conferences or women's meetings. I can do some, but I can't do much. But this verse, session number 10, for precept must be upon precept and on, was kind of my guide to what God wants me to do right now in my life. I have two little babies, and I know that they are my first priority. And the help me to my husband. So, what I do, best I can to teach them line upon line and precept upon precept. And teach them verses and sing hymnals, and we just discovered that Kayla really likes singing, so I came up with an idea that we make up a little tunes and put the verses among them, and he really enjoying that. So I do this best I can, so that one day when they'll be older, they'll be able to go with me door knocking or passing out tracts. I mean, Caleb does it now, but not to that extent. So what I also do is I go with Josh as much as I can, pregnant, non-pregnant, colic baby, non-colic baby. I go and I'm there with him as much as I can. Caleb is passing out tracts, I help Colin in my arms, and even if I can read the verses from the Bible, I try to give my testimony and quote the verses that open my eyes. So we noticed also that having children downtown when you pass out tracts really helps. They are really great bait. People always stop and, oh, what a cutie, what are you passing out here? And then Josh is coming in and, hello, are you safe? So it really helps, and I do as much as I can. And then in Poland, especially in springtime and summertime, there are babies, mothers, grandmothers everywhere. We have a lot of playgrounds and sandboxes, and those big communities, people just come and just spend all day there. So I also go there with my children, make friends with some people, and always have a track ready to give. And so this is also what I do. And but I was praying for more. I was thinking, Lord, I'd like to do something extra than probably most of you do here. So I was praying, and then something interesting happened. One day a girl came to church. She got a track from somebody, from one of the brothers downtown, and she was not saved, but she came to our church because she was a student of ethnology? So, and she wanted to speak to somebody who was a Catholic and now is a Protestant. So she came up to me and she asked, were you Catholic? Yes, I was. And are you a Bible believer now? Yes, I'm saying I'm a Bible believer now. Okay, great. So Would you mind if I come to your house and have a little interview with you?
Sure,
come over. So she came, and I was able to give her my testimony and give her a lot of verses, and we met three times. She needed this for her studies. So she's not saved yet, but we keep in touch, and I send her verses, text her, and give her some verses, and we meet whenever she has time. So I read this just to encourage some of you. Maybe some of you are so limited, having little babies and not able to go. But you can go downtown with your babies and also make this be a bait. And maybe some of you are disabled or sick. But, you know, people here are so friendly that I walk into Walmart and they already say, "Hi, how are you doing?" In Poland, you don't have something like that. So it's even easier here to make friends and to give somebody the gospel. It's a lot easier here. So don't just be discouraged that you can't do so many things because of something. Just pray that God will open you, open your door and show you the way, and He will. And if you just have a willing heart, He will show you what to do, and He will just bless it tremendously. Just have a willing heart. For precept must be upon precept upon precept, line upon line, here little and there little. Praise the Lord.